If you like true crime, dark history, the haunted and paranormal, then we think you'll like Ghost Town.
Ghost Town is hosted by me, Rebecca Lieb.
And me, Jason Horton.
We cover both notorious and obscure true crimes,
the haunted, paranormal, and unexplained,
and the dark history of everything from world events to pop culture.
There are new episodes of Ghost Town every Wednesday and Friday.
Find out for yourself what Vulture.com called essential listening, and one listener called a total waste of time.
So pause the podcast you're listening to right now,
and go subscribe to Ghost Town for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And at ghosttownpod.com.
Man, fuck plants. Okay, that may have been a little over the top and a bit excessive. But let's be real for a second. Between trees shedding poison daggers, red seeds causing the heart to stop, and shrubs causing pain, the plant kingdom is the kingdom of assholes and lurking evils. My whole thing is how we, as a race, approach greenery with this naive trust as if every plant is as innocent as I am. Never in a million years while on a walk would you pick up a cup from the street and drink from it. But on fucking hikes, we'll grab berries we've never even seen before and chuck them into our mouths as if God said, "Here, you've earned this." I've seen friends make teas with recipes they found online consisting of barks from trees in liquor store parking lots and leaves from bushes outside of bars, assuming that anything natural must be safe. But it's true, you can garden for years and never suffer any real ill effect of a plant. And you can hike for miles and miles and never encounter berries that will cause a very slow and deadly paralysis. But eventually, you will accidentally step foot inside the assholedom of plants. And that's what today's goal is, to open your eyes and learn that plants destroy. I mean, sure, on a rare occasion, they might heal and nourish too, but they're wicked little fucking things. They're assholes and should be called out on it. Like, why is poison ivy so hard to pull with gloves? Like, I was almost done pulling all the fucking weeds. Mosquitoes are getting into my shorts and biting me everywhere. I was fed up with the poison ivy slipping through my gloves, so I thought, hey, I'm almost done. If I wash my hands fast enough after pulling the poison ivy, I should be good, right? No, stupid poison ivy sap seeped underneath my fingernails, and when I went to scratch the boys who had gotten attacked by these fucking mosquitoes, I spread the sap all over my nether region. Who would have thought that scratching skin after washing your hands would make you seem like you got a bad case of elephantitis, resulting in giving myself the worst case of poison ivy rash in the worst imaginable, unmentionable place ever. So yeah, fuck plants.
He's talking and I'm not, and I'm just... And then I'm talking...
No, wait, I have something for him.
Boom, you get shot down.
Now you're just fucking me, aren't you?
I'm just wondering why all these people like kids.
The Weird History and Eerie Tales Podcast.
Concentrating on the news, that's what we do.
Wow.
FYI, there's nothing wrong with
liking. All right, welcome everybody to another episode of the Weird History Eerie Tales Podcast. I am your host, Moses Soria, and with me today is my brother, Josh.
Let's go, baby.
And it's going to be a two-man team today, since Archie's busy with schoolwork, doing some nonsense, trying to help our youth or whatever.
Try better the fucking future generation. Ugh.
So today we're going to be talking about botanical atrocities, plants, and the many dangerous ways that they are nature's stealthiest killers. Everything from poisonous plants, spicy chilies, to plants that have committed treason to our country by assassinating, what would you call it? Our
not royal family. What would you call the president's
segment? You just ruined that whole segment thing.
Plans to have committed treason to our country.
Well, that's cut off.
And much more. So sit back, get ready to add salt to everything green around your house, and I hope you enjoy the episode. So for the first one, this one, I'm going to start out and say I don't hate it. This was not...
Well, how do you even start the episode shitting on plants? And well, the first one...
I don't hate it.
Okay. But?
Well, it's an asshole. It's just I don't hate it because it's actually part of mine, your, and every other person of color's diet. And it's the habanero chili. You know, everyone who I've met that I've asked... Everyone's eating jalapenos. I mean, everyone's eating a habanero, whether it's habanero sauce or habanero chilies. People, yeah. I fuck with habaneros, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're my friend Amy, who I bothered while she was emotionally invested on this online orgy with people. When I texted her, I'm like, I need a minute of your time. I'm like, what is your experience with habaneros? We'll go back to this.
Okay.
All right, we'll go back to this.
I need some context behind this shit.
So, all right. So, apparently, there's a
Should
bunch
I
of...
Chile? What's
well,
up?
Apparently, there's a bunch of people on TikTok that are on OnlyFans as well. And then they have this huge last-minute orgy before OnlyFans cancels the extreme content.
Yeah.
So, she's super invested to see who was going to show up and who wasn't. So, I asked her. So while she was invested trying to figure out who's going to show up or whatever, I asked her, what's your experience with the habanero chilies? And this is what she said, and I quote.
Oh, shit.
That's as far as I've ever tasted my limit. I've tried other habanero-flavored things, but I've always kept ranch on deck, though. She's like, wait. Have I been colonized? Am I too far gone? Why are you guys eating habaneros? Do you just wake up and are like, I like Takis for breakfast? What woman problem can I blame this on? Can I be pregnant? Can I blame it on birth control? You guys don't know my life. And she went on and on. She kept going down that road.
What's your name?
Amy. So every person of color friend that I've had, I asked them all, yeah, I fuck with habaneros. They're good, spicy, good, whatever, except for Amy. Amy's like, no, that's as far as she's ever gone. But then I asked a few of my white friends. And people online that I know that are white. And to my surprise, I got very different responses.
Okay.
Unanimously, they've all described their eyes watering, their throat immediately burning, causing them to choke while they tried swallowing. Two described going to the hospital because they were having trouble breathing and their hands and face went numb with a habanero chili.
Oh, wow, did they have an allergic reaction to that?
No, they just don't eat chili. So when
for spiciness was low. Yeah,
well, non-existent.
Makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you don't, you don't eat that.
It's funny, like the whole culture thing. Like for us, my dad eats habanero, like nothing. You know?
They just grew their own little.
We have habaneros just growing on the side of our house.
Yeah.
When we eat tacos, we eat habanero sauce, put on our shit and. We're like, oh, it's kind of spicy, and then we just drink whatever, and then we're good. Then I have other people who take a bite of habanero, and they go to the fucking ER. And all of this was all because of a fucking chili, the habanero.
What's the spiciest chili you ever had?
I've tasted...
Was you told me who your coworker or your old coworker fucking that battery acid shit that you guys brought? Yeah. Did you taste it?
Yeah, I tasted it.
Yeah, was that...
That's the hardest
by far,
one.
Yeah,
that's the hardest one.
What's the hottest one, but that still had flavor to it? If you catch my drift, there's some spicy shit where there's no taste.
The hotter it gets, the less taste it has. Yeah, you have to add more.
Yeah. But what's the most spicy yet more flavorful shit you ever had?
It's probably a habanero.
There?
Yeah,
habanero.
I've tasted other chilies. It's just vinegar. It's just hot. It's just it tastes like acid.
Yeah.
Well, at one point. Before hot ones and the emergence of the ghost pepper, the habanero chili was the hottest pepper in the world, having set a world record in 1994 for their Scoville unit rating of 500,000. And then again, the habanero reared its ugly head with the Dorset Naga approaching 1 million Scoville units. So to fully understand how hot things are, and for you listening at home to finally learn something from our godforsaken podcast, let's break down this unit of measurement. So in order for us to do that, we have to go back 120 years to when Wilbur Scoville developed the test for measuring how hot a chili pepper's intensity is. So he had a panel of people who didn't eat hot foods all that much. Plain palate, not fan of hot foods. And he had them taste pepper's extract dissolved in water. So a pepper's Scoville rating is the ratio of water to pepper extract required to completely take away the pepper's hot flavor.
Okay.
So for example, a bell pepper has no heat, so it would get a zero Scoville unit. A jalapeno pepper gets a rating of around 5,000 Scoville units, with each unit of water being 1 gallon of water. That's according to the EPA website, epa.gov. So for you to get, so if one drop of jalapeno pepper will need 5,000 gallons of water for you to even it out.
To make it non.
To make it spicy. So when something's a million Scoville units. A
million gallons of water.
For you to even it out.
To make it
non-spicy. Yeah.
Oh boy, that's a lot of water. That's a lot of water. That's a lot of milk.
So interesting.
Give some milk.
It is. Give that boy some milk. So interestingly, the ingredient in hot peppers, the capsaicin, doesn't actually burn you. What it does, it stimulates the nerve endings to send our dumb monkey brains a signal that mimics the burning sensation. So when you eat a hot pepper, it's not really burning you. It's just your brain kind of like firing like, oh, something's wrong. Also, this fucking thing, this capsaicin, doesn't dissolve in water. So if you get a taste of a habanero and it's kicking you in the teeth, water will not help you. Never go for water. It's never going to do anything but just fucking make you drown. Because you're going to keep drinking water. And what you need to do is go for butter, milk, or cheese. Because the capsaicin, it binds to fat. So the cheese will take it away. But do you know what's the best remedy for a spicy mouth?
I'm going to take this from the books of the great Homer Simpson. You remember that episode? That contest of the ghost pepper or some shit like that? No, candle wax.
No, that's for him not to taste it.
No.
Remember he put the candle wax and then he ate the chilies.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. And then remember he ate so many he had a fucking trip?
Yeah.
That's for him not to taste it. But I mean, like, what if you ate one and you needed to take it away? You had one guess. What do you think it is?
Oh, shit, excuse me. All right. Something that's not carbonated, right? Because that's going to aggravate the spiciness even more. It's not water. Something weird.
It's actually not so weird at all, and you're actually a huge fan of it.
I'm a huge fan of it?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
This guy right here sitting across from you is a big fan of it.
Yeah.
Is it what I said earlier? Milk?
Nope.
It's not milk.
Not milk.
Something that I like. Yeah. I'm a big fan.
It's better than milk, yeah.
Well, it's better than milk. Yeah, chocolate milk?
No, it's the best thing for you to drink when you're spiced out.
Beer?
Yeah. It's strong alcohol.
Oh, alcohol.
Like a strong drink.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, because it actually helps dissolve the capsaicin. It dissolves it.
Just the alcohol.
Dissolves it. Yeah, but it has to be down. Yeah, it's a strong drink.
Do you know how strong of alcohol percentage does it have to be?
No, but like I'm assuming the stronger the better.
Like a shot.
Yeah, like a shot. Right.
Not a beer of 5%. You need a strong.
I mean, the beer will help, but the stronger the alcohol content, the better you'll feel after.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Spiced out. Take a shot of tequila.
Which makes sense why a lot of people who eat spicy seafood and things, you know how when people go eat shrimp or when they go to like seafood places and they order like the spicy ass shrimps and they drink alcohol or they eat the Coronas and stuff? How you can keep drinking it and your spiciness doesn't go up or down. It kind of just stays at a stagnant level. Even though you keep eating and eating and eating. Makes sense. But with all that being said, it's safe to say that I don't think there is a thing in this dying world of ours that will save you from Blair's 16 million reserve. That's their alcohol. I mean, that's their hot sauce, which is the equivalent of eating 16 fucking ghost peppers at once.
I mean, by the time you eat one, everything becomes numb already, so.
Yeah, but if you keep eating more, you're probably, like, Homer, you're probably going shock.
Psychoactive or what?
Yeah, so when you look at this bottle, it's a little bottle. It's probably the size of, like, a marker cap. Probably, like, that big.
Yeah.
It's $140.
It's $140.
Yeah, $140 on the website. Pain. And it says it is not meant to be used for food or for you to eat. It's just to be used for scientific purpose, just for like purpose for you to know shit, for like scientific purposes.
So it's not edible.
It's not supposed to be edible.
Tasted.
Imagine trying to eat 16 ghost peppers at once.
I only eat one.
So yeah, if you guys want to try out that Blair 16 million reserve, good luck with that.
yeah. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Well, on October 5th of 1818, an individual named Nancy Hanks Lincoln died from what's known as the milk sickness.
Drink too much milk.
Now, for those who are asking, who the fuck is Nancy Hanks and what is milk sickness?
Tom Hanks' mom? She died from milk?
Well, well, I'm glad you asked. Now, let's break down what this milk sickness is. Right, this is also known as the puking fever, the sick stomach, the slows, and the trembles.
The slows?
I love that. When I read the slows, I was like, I want to use an excuse, and it'll be because of the slows.
Sorry, boss, I can't go into it. I'm not feeling well. What are you feeling? The slows?
The slows. And symptoms include loss of appetite, weakness, vague pains, muscle stiffness, vomiting, abdominal discomfort, severe, okay, quote unquote severe constipation, bad breath, and then finally you hit coma and then you die. Right, so milk sickness, what is it exactly? Well, by definition, it's poisoning by milk from cows that have eaten the plant, what's a plant known as a white snake root plant, quote unquote, as they call it, milk sickness, which usually develops when a person drinks milk from an affected cow. It can also occur if the meat of the affected cow is eaten.
Holy shit. So is that not the plant itself? It's the fact that a cow eats it, gets it to
its system,
and then you just...
into its milk, into its meat. And if you eat it, you'll die. Right? Fuck. Now, this plant, this shade-loving plant, is found throughout Kentucky, Illinois, and Western Ohio. So it's found there, and the milk sickness was most common found, right, in dry years when cattle wandered from poor pasture lands to wooded areas in search of food, right? As the pioneers cleared the woodlands, cattle were provided adequate pasture. As a result, the illness diminished, right?
Makes sense.
Now, the crazy part is the chances of contracting milk since today have been greatly reduced due to improved farming techniques and by techniques used in the modern dairy industry, right? Because at the time, right, little was known about this mysterious illness, right, for a long time until the 20th century. So prior to that, most people who got the slows and died didn't know where and how they contracted that, right? So that defines what milk sickness is. Now, who the fuck is Nancy Hanks Lincoln?
Or you just
if the last name didn't fucking trigger you, all right? It's the mother of our president, former president, greatest president,
like of our president,
Abraham Lincoln. So with the move,
the vampire hunter.
Yeah. Abraham Lincoln, the fucking vampire hunter. Did you watch that movie?
Fuck yeah, I did.
Did you?
Fuck
I didn't
yeah,
watch
I did.
It.
Yeah.
Horrible. Or was it great? Or was it meh?
It's one of those movies where you're like,
background bored, play it.
Yeah. I mean, it was during that era when people were going back and rewriting all those old, like, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. They made
Abraham Lincoln, bunch of bullshit. Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln a vampire hunter. It was just, like, he was like in the White House. He's like Batman. He's like trying to sign the Declaration of Independence or some shit. He's like, oh, I'll be right back, and he escapes through the fucking back of the White House on a carriage to stop a train full of vampires.
Oh my gosh,
it's amazing.
So sadly, in the fall of 1818, nearly 2 years after Thomas Lincoln had moved his family to the Little Pigeon Creek settlement in southern Indiana, Abraham's mother became desperately ill after caring for some neighbors who were sick. And then on October 5th of 1818, she died. She perished. Got murdered by the Slows.
The Slows took her out.
The Slows took her out, bro. And just to reiterate, the plant that the cows would eat would affect their milk and their meat is known as the white snake root. It's a pretty plant.
Is it?
Usually the pretty plants are deadly.
Asshole.
Yeah. Pretty from the outside, deadly from the inside.
Do you guys recall the scene in the amazing, amazing movie Apocalypto where our main character, Southpaw, is chasing a frog to use as deadly poison against those chasing him? He's running. He gets far away ahead, so he puts mud all over himself.
Is it after the jaguar scene?
Before. Oh, no, yeah, it's way after the jaguar scene. Yeah.
Or was the jaguar scene towards the end?
No. This is where... Remember how he fights that other guy? Not the main guy. Not the main boss.
No, the other fucker.
Yeah. How he swings at him.
Is it the other son?
No, it's just like his sergeant or whatever. Like next.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, do you remember that scene? Where he's running around, there's a frog, he's kind of looking for it in the dirt just so he could pick the pricks and prick his little arrows to use for poison. In that scene, he struggled for a bit jumping around in the mud before finally catching that fucking frog. Well, a fucking Southpaw, if he would have used Google, he would have known that there are plenty of plants, including in South America, that were just as poisonous. So if you don't want to be like that fucking boomer, listen up and learn about poisonous plants that you can dip your arrows in.
Bro, how are you going to bash on them like that?
Google, bro. So first up is a curare. The South American vine contains the chemical D-terbocurarin, which acts as a muscle relaxant. Popular amongst hunters, this alkaloid immediately freezes the victim. I mean, immediately. There's not a 30-second lag. So there are many examples where you shoot a bird and the bird falls immediately from the tree.
Instant death.
No, it's a muscle relaxant. So
it just paralyzes.
Immediately. It's an immediate paralyzation.
Poor bird.
So if the victim isn't killed right away.
Yeah.
It will take a few hours before the poison paralyzes the respiratory system.
Ooh.
So it's pretty common for the heart to still beat for a while, even after breathing stops, making the victim appear dead before dying. So if you're a hunter and you shoot a deer with it, you have to go ahead and kill it.
Yeah.
It's safe to eat because it dissolves immediately, but if you don't kill the animal, it will die. But it will take a while for it to die, right? Another plant is the kombe plant. This African Stratophantis kombe is a vine whose poison immediately goes to work on the heart. A strong enough dosage will stop the heart, but microdosing small extracts have been known to treat heart failure and irregular heartbeats.
Oh.
Funny story about this vine. It's back in the 19th century. This plant weeb named John Kirk, he brought the plant back to the Royal Botanical Garden at Kew to experiment. Kew Gardens is the world's largest botanical garden that houses plants from all over the world.
Damn.
But John being John, he didn't realize he had a little juice on him. Nasty ass didn't wash his hands. And he almost knocked himself out when he got some of that juice on his toothbrush when he went to brush his teeth later that night. He lived alone, and he almost killed himself because he had juice and he put it in his toothbrush, and he fucking, like, he was hobbing around, and if no one would have helped him, he would have just fallen where he was, and he would have just fucking...
So someone helped him.
Yeah, because he was mad. He had enough where it didn't fuck with his heart immediately, so he was able to walk out where the fuck he's from, and he got help.
Oh, shit.
But if he would have had just a little more or something, or maybe someone who didn't find him, if he would have laid there, he would
sleep.
He would have died. That's what he gets for taking shit he wasn't supposed to be taking. Next, we have the Acaconthera. And I don't know any of these plants' poisons were used as efficiently and brutally as this one. Oh. The juice of this plant was smeared on the seeds of another plant called the puncture vine. And these seeds that were covered in this juice grow into hard shapes that resemble a spiked weapon. Do you remember when we were little kids, we would walk, there would be those little balls, the little green balls with spikes on the floor?
Spikes.
That would stick to your clothes and shoes?
The brown one?
Well, they were brown, and then some were green.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But the whole thing was poisonous. Because the seeds were smeared with this poison, right? Yeah. So what would happen is that anyone growing this poisoned puncture vine could grow fields of it around things they want no one walking around, whether it was their crops or even their home. As the vine would puncture the feet of the trespasser, because some of these spikes would be 3 inches long.
Oh, fuck.
So not only would you get spiked and fuck your feet up, it will also embed its poison into you, which will also slow you down. I'm assuming this is more painful. There's more painful more ways than one, because this thing would puncture your fucking feet. Three inches
into your fucking foot.
There's fields of it. So not only do you have the spike problem, now you have fucking poison going through your fucking body.
Yeah.
And they would grow them on walls. They would grow them on traps. It was just this fucking medieval torture thing where it's just like, you just walk to someone's house or someone's yard and you don't even realize that there's these spiked fucking venom spiked balls.
But they're not naturally grown, right? You said...
Yeah, so
the first plant, the juice of that plant...
Were brought to
the new plant.
Yeah.
So, it's an asshole plant laid out by an asshole.
Yeah.
Correct?
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
Would you build that shit around your house?
Oh my God, would I? Because I don't want a home. In terms of I don't want a house, right?
We don't want a box?
No, like...
You want to live in a box?
Like, I would rather live
in a box.
Like, I would rather live like in an apartment, not be in debt for like $500 million. You know what I mean? But if I would ever own a home...
Pay off the house, you're good.
All right.
Yeah, come on, stupid. Just pay it off, stupid. The fuck? Right. Why are you going to owe so much?
I got to stop being poor, huh?
Yeah.
Stop being poor.
Yeah.
So what I would do is
I got your box, don't worry about it.
If I would own a house, I would have my yard full of these...
Whole yard?
Full of these Acaconthera poisoned puncture vines. So I will not be that old man. Get off my lawn.
I wish you would get on my lawn.
Exactly.
Huh.
So now, let's talk about a real piece of shit.
Shoot.
The Cerbera Odala. A.K.A. Suicide Tree.
Suicide Tree.
That's what it's called, the Suicide Tree.
Damn.
It has these little white flowers that spray a sweet-smelling odor that many call nature's perfume. Like, it smells really good, really sweet. And it has these little mango-looking fruits growing from it. Mm. But like any piece of shit X, The beauty outside always hides the ugly inside. So seeds inside the white meat inside these mango fruits contain enough poison to stop the heart in a few hours. A very sad statistic about this plant and one of the areas it grows in is it grows near this town in India. The suicide rate in this town is 3 times India's average.
Oh shit.
So India's average is 10 people in every 100,000 commit suicide. Well, in this town, 35 people out of 100 that attempt suicide actually kill themselves a day.
Oh, that's daily.
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 And it's not the spray that kills them. You said it was...
It's suicide. They do it. They do it. They eat it.
They eat it.
They eat it.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not that sweet spray that they... No, no. Okay, okay.
No, it's the seeds
inside. It's when you consume it.
It's the seeds inside.
Yeah. Oh, okay, 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 okay.
Because it stops the heart. Right? So, in this town, 100 people daily commit... attempt suicide. Out of 100, 35 actually commit it. Half of those 35 prefer the death by the suicide tree poison. So daily, this tree kills about 15 to 20 people.
Damn.
People go to this tree and kill themselves with it.
Yeah.
And a preferred last, and most of these were women, and most of these are women. A preferred last meal by women committing suicide this way is they would get a bunch of nuts, they would mix it with natural sugar, and cut the mango fruit in half and just put the mashed nuts with the sugar in the plant and just take a bite from it.
And then
it's supposed to be a really delicious last meal.
Oh, that sounds horrible, dude. A delicious last meal for your suicide. Oh, boy. Ooh, that gave me goosebumps. Hell nah.
But because the symptoms from the poison resemble those of a heart attack, you can best believe that the seeds have been used as a murder weapon. So much so that a research team was brought to conduct analyses. How would you say? How would you use analysis in plural?
Just say multiple analyses.
Well, they were brought in to conduct analysis. What did you say? They were
They conducted a fuck ton, right?
So these people were brought in.
Measurement.
So these people
fuck ton. Just say fuck ton of analysis. Yeah.
These smart people were brought in.
These smart people
were brought in.
Are you dumbing down even more?
These smart people.
Oh, fuck.
Were brought in to prove that many of those who died under mysterious circumstances in this town had actually been murdered with poison.
And this is still in India or just...
Yeah, in India.
Right, because this is found prominently
in India. It's only found in India.
Oh, only? Unless that John fucking brought it over here, huh? Or... Yeah.
Here's a little fun fact from today's sources.
Fun facts.
Wicked Plants by Amy Stewart. She goes to say, the genus Cerbera is named after Cerberus, the hound of Hades from Greek mythology. A vicious three-headed dog with a snake for a tail. He guarded the gates to hell, keeping the dead trapped inside, preventing the living from entering. But its success as an instrument of suicide is what earned the tree its common name, the suicide tree. So again, the plant, Cerbera odalis poison, mimics the symptoms of a heart attack. The plant from India, Cerbera odalis, can be used as a murder weapon, no one would be the wiser.
Fucking wink wink to the crowd, huh? That's what you're going for, huh?
So, yeah. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
None.
I'm not going with India to get that fucking city kill someone.
Would be the wiser.
I'm going to make them taste less. Ha! Let's try this again. Let's continue this list of asshole plants. Right? Let's continue this. So up next, we have a plant known as the water hemlock. Right? Closely related to the poison hemlock. Which, fun fact, the plant that famously killed Socrates. The water hemlock has been deemed as the most violently toxic plant in North America. A large wildflower to the carrot family, the water hemlock resembles Queen Anne's lace and is sometimes confused with edible parsnips or celery. So that's a big clusterfuck. You can't tell the difference. However, water hemlock is infused with deadly toxins, especially in its roots, and will rapidly generate potentially fatal symptoms in anyone unlucky enough to eat it. Painful. These symptoms consist of painful convulsions, abdominal cramps, nausea, and finally death. And those who survive this fucking plant are often afflicted with amnesia or lasting tremors.
Lasting
tremors.
So they're just forever shaking?
Forever, bro. Imagine getting the slows and the trembles at the same time, bro.
Not only that, and you get amnesia, so you don't even know why the fuck you're shaking.
Why the fuck am I shaking?
How come you're not shaking?
Yeah.
Hey, bro, you cold? Nope, you got the tremors.
Just got the slows, I guess.
Hey, why is John shaking? Oh, he survived the slows.
But he ended up with the tremors. Moving on, we have what's known as a deadly nightshade. Now, according to legend, Macbeth's soldiers poisoned the invading Danes with wine made from the sweet fruit of this deadly nightshade. Indeed, it is the sweetness of the berries that often lures children and unwitting adults to consume this lethal plant. A native of wooded or waste areas in central and southern Eurasia, deadly nightshade has dual green leaves and shiny black berries about the size of cherries. Nightshade contains atropine and scopolamine in its stems, leaves, berries, and roots, and causes paralysis in the muscles of the body.
So it has it all over, everywhere. It doesn't matter what the fuck you eat.
Your fruits,
leaves, whatever the
whatever fuck. Whatever you fucking lick, eat, whatever, right? Including the heart. Even physical contact with this plant leaves, contact, when you touch these leaves, it may cause skin irritation. So that's, it's not bad. Up next, we have tobacco. That's right. Nicotine, motherfucker.
Is that the deadliest plant ever?
It sure is. It's considered. This is why. Tobacco is the most widely grown commercial non-food plant in the world. All parts of the plant, especially its leaves, contain the toxic alkaloids, nicotine, and can be fatal if eaten. Now, despite its designation as a cardiac poison, nicotine from tobacco is widely consumed around the world and is both psychoactive and addictive. Tobacco use causes more than 5 million deaths per year, making it perhaps, like you stated, Moses, the most deadly plant in the world.
Do you think coca leaves are more deadly?
Maybe, it's considered the most deadliest because of how much it's killed.
Well, cocaine.
And how often, but what's more easy access, right? You can buy tobacco, cigarettes, and shit stored. You can't buy cocaine.
Not right around the store. The corner. But we can go around the corner.
Yeah, but it's more common to go to the store to buy nicotine than it is to go buy coke.
I'm pretty sure more people have died over coke. Than from coke, right?
Wait, what?
It's the numbers of people dying because of coke are a lot less than people dying over coke.
Ah,
you know, okay. Like cartels, like cartels.
Yeah,
you know.
So that's tobacco, right? Nicotine. Yeah, it's a that's baggy. Oh, backy.
Or bum rum and backy.
I just said a baggy, bro. Like baggy. From Little Nightmares 2?
The fuck are you talking about?
You like the game Limbo?
I've seen it. I've never played it.
Then you're going to enjoy playing Little Nightmares 2.
I've never played
Shout out. Watch it on YouTube.
It's a plug.
It's
okay, today's episode is brought to you by
Today's sponsored by fucking nicotine, coke, and
Marlboro
Little Blue. Nightmares 2.
Marlboro Blue.
Now, but up next, we have another plant known as the Manchineel, right? It's a weird fucking name, right? And
what is it?
The Manchineel. The Manchineel, right? It's evergreen tree native to Florida, parts of Central and South America. Its leaves and fruits resemble those of an apple, and it is sometimes known as a beach apple. However, its Spanish name, right, La Manzanilla de la Muerte, right, translated to English, is known as Little Apple of Death, better reflects its dangerous properties. Now, the plant contains a number of toxins, and eating its fruits could possibly kill you and will most definitely blister your mouth and esophagus. Now, the milky sap of the leaves and bark contains an irritating chemical called phorbol, which generates a strong allergic skin reaction. It's so much of a fucking irritating chemical that raindrops, right? Raindrops falling through the tree can collect this phorbol chemical and burn a person standing underneath. So if you're under this fucking plot, when it's raining, you're going to be burning.
Fuck. Acid rain?
Yeah. Acid rain. Even touching this fucking tree can cause the skin to blister. Native people have long used the sap to poison arrows. Just like the example, the state of apocalypse, although he utilized a frog, but people use plants to poison
the arrows.
Yeah, to sap to poison the arrows.
Should use Google.
Yeah, and it is thought that the explorer Juan Ponce de Leon possibly died from such a weapon during this second trip to Florida. So when you're asking, who the fuck is this Juan Ponce de Leon? Right, who the fuck is this guy? Right? He's a little dummy who got murked by it. Right? So Juan Ponce de Leon is a Spanish explorer who founded the first European settlement on Puerto Rico, and who is credited with being the first European to reach Florida in 1513. So that's Juan Ponce de Leon. And we got one more. I love this name of the plant. I love it because it's so ridiculous. Ready for it? This plant is known.
That has nothing to do with titties?
No, I wish. No. Titty plant? No. It's called Gimpy Gimpy. Imagine getting murked by a plant that's called Gimpy Gimpy. Dude got gimped. Right? Now, the nettle family is full of stinging plants, but none is quite as aggressive as a Gimpy Gimpy.
Who named this fucking plant?
Right, one of six stinging trees native to Australia and also found in Indonesia, the Gimpy Gimpy is one of the most dangerous plants in the world. The stinging leaves trigger an intense allergic reaction in its victims, and sometimes even causing, wait for it, anaphylaxis, right? That state of shock. That's how excruciating that pain is.
See, the guy who named this plant is an asshole. He's like, all right, this plant is horrible. Let's name it something the least horrible. He named the Gimpy Gimpy. That seems like a fucking character off of, I don't know.
Cuphead.
No.
No?
Cuphead's hard. It's all frustrating.
Right. What's a hard plant?
All right. Gimpy Gimpy.
Gimpy Gimpy. Now, the sting can cause, like I stated, excruciating pain. Right? Wait for it. Not for minutes. Not for hours. Right?
For
fucking months, bro.
For months?
Months, bro. side note. This is also known as the suicide plant. You stated suicide tree. This is a suicide plant. Because it's so fucking painful. It makes you want to fucking kill yourself.
My fucking God.
Right? People have described it as feeling like they are being burned by acid, electrocuted, or for some odd reason, squashed by giant hands. Like, have you been squeezed by giant hands? I don't know. I don't know how the fuck that. I don't know who has felt being squeezed by giant hands. I don't know. But yeah, that's how painful this plant is when you touch it. Now, many people have reported flare-ups, all right? I repeat, flare-ups of the pain for many years afterward. And there are several accounts of horses mad with pain jumping off cliffs to their death after being stung.
Fuck.
That's a fucked up scene.
Especially
that's your horse. You're going through these, I don't know,
and you're riding the horse.
You're riding, boom, and just, oh.
You're riding your horse?
Yeah, I'm out. Ejecto cito. Because imagine being that painful. And there's YouTube videos I looked up of people touching this plant. I didn't see the reaction yet, right? But I saw fucking thumbnails of, oh, me touching one of the most painful fucking plants. I'm like, you got a fuck ton of views, but goddamn. It's so painful that foresters and scientists, or in your words, smart people working around the tree, must wear thick protective clothing, respirators,
or body armor,
and are armed with antihistamine pills just in case they get fucking pricked by this plant.
Stick a flamethrower.
Well, so the Gimpy Gimpy, aka the suicide plant, it hurts. Don't touch
it's
it.
It's no joke.
And it just looks so common. It just looks.
It's a pretty looking plant because it's a big leaf, and it looks like a leaf
it
that's
has
covered.
Ash. Yeah.
No, it looks to me. It looks like it's covered in raindrops.
Raindrops? Like dandruff on it.
What?
Well, yeah. That's it. It's like a heart shape.
Yeah, it looks like it's covered in like early morning dew.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, oh,
it's like
you just want
like sugar on it.
I mean, I don't know who's sprinkling sugar on
it. Looks like sugar. Looks so, like someone just grabbed a little fucking pinch of sugar and just fucking drizzle that shit.
Salt Bae.
Salt Bae. But yeah, the Gimpy Gimpy. I love that name.
So, before we end the episode and say goodbye, I want to talk about grass.
Grass.
And not just any old regular boring ass grass.
There's different types of grass.
I'm talking about grass from hell. I'm talking about the kind of grass that if you wanted to be known as the asshole of your block,
the grass man
could slice your skin with its little razor-like blades. I'm talking about grass that uses its pollen to close your throat.
What? Excuse me?
Grass that can get you drunk.
I'm intrigued.
And grass that is literally from hell. One that not only acts as nature's cremator, but it also bursts into flames. So first up, I want to talk about the Kogan grass, which can grow up to 4 feet high and literally covering everything in their path.
4 feet.
The edge of each blade of grass has these little tiny crystals that act as nature's version of the teeth of a saw.
Ooh.
And not only is this grass an asshole because it's tall and it cuts you, the roots travel up to 3 feet deep that pierce the roots of other plants, killing them and shoving them out the way as they take over. Botanists that have studied Kogan grass think that it actually contains poison that kills anything it touches. But Kogan grass killing with poison is an unnecessary overkill. Because this fucking lawn from this long grass from hell chooses fire to defeat its foes.
You said fire?
This thing is so fucking flammable and it's such a piece of shit that it is known to lure fires into metals, setting it loose on its competition, making the fire burn hotter and brighter. So let's say, for example, if the fire is going one way and there's one little piece of like Kogan plant that's on the op. It's so fucking flammable that even the heat from the fire will make it burst into flames and making it go the opposite way.
That's fucked up.
One example of how flammable this fucking grass is, in Florida, of course it was in fucking Florida.
Ah, fucking Florida, all right.
One tiny little spark the size of a pencil's tip was enough to turn 8 acres of land into scorched earth. One little fucking spark decimated this fucking 8 acres of land.
8 acres of fucking land.
If that wasn't bad enough, like an asshole version of a phoenix, the fresh blades spring up from the charred remains of its original root and grow stronger and faster. So not only does it invite fire and destroy everything, its roots are so deep into the ground that the fire doesn't even affect it. So as it burns everything out, the roots start to grow again, making the grass grow stronger and it grows faster.
Oh, shit.
Now let's run.
I think that's the epitome of an asshole plant.
Right?
Yeah.
Now let's run through some other kinds of grass that are maybe not as equally, but they're still assholes. All right, let's talk about the southern cut grass, or known as the Lyrgia hexandra. This grass is usually found only dwelling in swamps.
In swamps?
You only find it in swamps. And just like the
Shrek's home?
And just like the Kogan grass, it is covered in really sharp blades. So you can be walking. So if you're in the swamp, not only do you have to worry about alligators and walking into fucking Shrek's swamp.
Shrek's love?
You also have to worry about this fucking grass that grows to 5 feet.
Oh, this is 5 feet.
Yeah.
5 foot fucking grass?
It cuts you.
Does it light up on fire?
No, it's in the swamp, so no. It's not as big as an asshole, but it's still an asshole. It's still, you know. This one's more of an asshole than the southern cut grass. Maybe not as big as the Kogan. This is called the prairie cord grass. It's nicknamed Rip Gut.
Rip Gut?
Rip Gut. This grass is also covered in sharp blades, except it's known to grow up to 9 feet.
Suck my tall. Dick. Where at? Where's this bullshit found? 9 feet.
It's like southern America.
Okay.
So it's away from us.
Yeah.
If you let it grow, it could grow up to be 9 feet.
Up to 9 feet.
Yeah, and it's called rip guts because it's so tall, you could be walking through and it'll be ripping your guts open.
Yeah.
Obviously, it might be an over-exaggeration, but still, watch your heads.
Watch your guts.
Then we have the pampas grass.
The pampas grass?
This one really made me kind of embarrassed of being from California because fuck. Okay, so this grows all through coastal California and only through the California coast.
Okay.
And can grow up to about 5 feet. It's also super flammable and almost impossible to kill. The embarrassing part is that it's a huge item in California decor. If you look around people's houses, not ours because we're Mexican, we don't, you know, our plants are like fucking nopales and other things, but for like other people, rich people or whatever, they use pampas grass because it's really pretty and it gives off that natural wood vibe. So they grab this fucking grass and it's tall and it has, and the
put that shit up, bro. I gotta see how much of a pampas this fucking grass really is.
It has like that homey wood looking like aesthetic. Fucking
like wheat. She looks like wheat.
But, you know.
Okay. Okay. That. I'm assuming that's different variants of this
Like, people have it in their porches. They make fucking chairs out of it. Mm. The only problem is, this thing is super fucking flammable. Like, extremely flammable.
More than the fucking...
Maybe not as bad, but it's equal. It's still up there. Like, why would you... Like, they keep it in vases. They make chairs out of it. They put it over their heads. They put it on their porches. Like, it's embarrassing. It's a pretty plant, though.
I can see why. But, right. Yeah, the pompous fucking... And that's considered grass.
Yeah, it's a type of grass.
It's a type of grass. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, this is probably what lawns would look like if we would let it outgrow, too.
Just fucking...
But, you know, we just cut it every fucking 3 weeks. How big
this fuck is that? Dude, that's fucking huge. Poor sons of bitches gotta cut that.
That's like 10 feet, right? 8 feet?
That's tall shit. The fuck is that?
Oh, the kind of plants. Like, as it grows bigger, it fluffs out. Fluffs out.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
Look, they're used for weddings. Ooh. Look at this.
That's a death sentence right there. Oh, no, you want to kill a couple fucking...
So, yeah. Pompous grass. Look that up. It's really pretty.
It's pretty. It's pretty, all right. It's pretty dangerous.
Up next, we have Timothy grass. Timothy grass.
Son of a bitch, Tim.
This grass contains two major allergens responsible for the most severe forms of hay fever. Think of an allergic reaction, but at its most extreme. And the worst part of it all, there's no cure for it. You just have to let this fucking thing run its course.
But it won't kill me.
Because
the worst extreme allergic reaction is death, motherfucker.
What's an allergic reaction? When your eyes get puffy, your throat closes. Some people get just sneeze. It all depends on how your body reacts to the allergies. Like I said, some people only sneeze. Some people only get stuffy noses. Other people's throat closes up. So it all depends on how this fucking Timothy grass affects you. But if it does affect you, it's going to affect you in its worst possible way. And you cannot take anything that will make it go away.
Nothing at all?
There's no cure for it. It's just you have to let it run its course. You could take things maybe if it hurts you. You might be able to take something to dull the pain. But that's not going to make the pain go away. Last, definitely least, is the Johnson grass. Now, this fucking weed. My God. Talk about a lawn from hell. It can reach up to 8 feet tall.
Okay.
And contains enough fucking cyanide to kill a horse.
What?
This fucking grass contains
cyanide.
Cyanide. Death comes at you through cardiac arrest or respiratory failure. First, you have a few hours of agonizing anxiety, convulsions, and then you die. All while going through cardiac arrest.
And where's this plant or grass found?
Johnson grass is found again in the lower parts of North America. So the southern states.
So yeah.
We are good. It's like by like Georgia, Atlanta, Florida, down there.
Yeah, we can put out fires. We can't put that out.
You're gonna put me out.
Yeah. I'm gonna get put out.
But yeah, that was today's episode on plants.
Very quick episode.
Botanical villains. Greenery. Asshole greenery.
That's what green assholes.
Not green assholes. That's what I'm going to call this episode.
Oh, green assholes. There it is. People are going to be so confused. Green assholes.
It's going to be our most listened to episode. Just
green assholes, right? right?
So yeah, fuck plants.
Yeah, yeah, fuck plants. If you want to learn more information about plants, the information I got from was from Britannica.com. It's a whole website filled with bullshit plants. Green assholes.
If you want, there's a really beautiful book. It's written by Amy Stewart, and it's called Wicked Plants: The Weed That Killed Lincoln's Mother and Other Atrocities. And
Nancy Hanks.
And Amy Stewart, she actually wrote another book that we did an episode on, which is with the Wicked Bugs.
Ah.
So, Amy Stewart, we are a huge fan of your work because you're making the drops a lot easier.
Yeah, a lot easier.
Yeah, and the book is pretty. I have pictures of it.
And I'm glad it's green.
Right? It's green. Smarter her.
It would have been a lost opportunity if she did not make that green.
And it's a small book. It's what? 8x6?
Yeah.
Hardcover, $10, Amazon. Check it out if you guys want to check out the book and purchase it for yourself, which I really, really recommend because this is a fucking... I bought this book to read because I'm like, I'm not going to do an episode on plants. Like, no one gives a shit about plants. I'm like, but I really liked her Wicked Bugs book.
Yeah, but that was very... Yeah.
You know, that we did an episode on. I'm like, oh, she has another book called Wicked Plants. Cool, let me get it. And I was reading it and I was like, man, now I want to do an episode on plants. And voila, this episode came to be. So,
AKA green assholes.
Yeah, so if you don't like this episode, it's Amy Stewart's fault, not ours. So blame her. If you guys don't, this book will be on the episode show notes, so you can click on it and buy it on Amazon. Obviously, we're not getting shit from it. You know, we're just promoting books that, you know, that I like. They're worth reading. They're worth reading.
Yeah, of course.
And, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. It's a short one because it's just me and my brother this week. Next week, Archie's gonna come back. He's taking a few weeks off, trying to get everything back into motion since he went back to teaching in person again. So we'll probably hear his horror stories of being back in class when he comes back. Because we didn't talk about it last time, right? Last episode, the pirate one, he wasn't teaching yet. I don't think so. Was he?
I don't know. When did we do the pirate episode?
I don't know. It's been a while. It's been like August something. He was maybe a weekend or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Again, guys, thank you guys so much for everything. You guys can click on our Instagram. Follow the link on our episode show notes. Follow us on Instagram. Weird History, Irritels Pod. You guys have been doing amazing, rating and reviewing us. And if you haven't done so, please do so because it actually really does help the show grow. And, we'll talk about it a little more, but we've hit over 150,000 downloads.
150,000 downloads from episode 0 till most recent one.
We're like 107, 108. It's ridiculous. Yeah. The fact that we hit these numbers,
150,000 downloads.
100 episodes.
Yeah.
Surprised you guys haven't gotten tired of us. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. And just look at the average numbers that we get per episode when it comes out within days.
It's cool.
It makes us want to do more episodes. Right?
Kind of.
Well,
that's what I'm, no, it's encouraging. It like it really is. Like, you know, I posted at 1 a.m. and then I fucking randomly wake up to go use the restroom at 5 and like, oh shit. So it's been 4 hours and we already have like fucking 300 downloads. Like, damn.
Yeah.
Cool. So yeah, thank you guys. Short episode, but again, join us next week and see what other, see what kind of mischiefs we are going to get into. And next week, you guys, we will talk. I will let you guys know about everything that we'll be doing behind the scenes with, you know, the filming of the TikToks, filming, you know, what's going on with our merch, doing all of that shit. You guys will hear about it next episode. So thank you guys, and if you don't have anything else to add.
We all love green assholes.
Oh, speaking of green assholes, my punk band, we just released a cover of The Misfits.
Oh shit, plug.
My favorite Misfits song, Mommy, Can I Go Out and Kill Tonight? If you guys are a fan of the Misfits, you guys are a fan of skate, like early '90s skate punk, hardcore, give us a listen. We are on Spotify. We are on Apple Music. We are called Jackknife. I can't post that song on here because it's not our song.
That song itself. Yeah, okay.
So I'll post a link to it if you guys want. Go to the episode notes for Spotify, and you guys could just follow from there. Hope you guys enjoy it, and no one has anything else to add. We are the Weird History Irritels Pod. Fuck, it always happens.
What, you don't pause? Why? Stay green, assholes.
Stay green.
Stay green.